Warbirds continuing their series tonight against Fredericksburg. We're down to the dugout today with Brewers outfield and base running coach Ned Yost. Ned, thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You grew up around baseball, obviously, with your dad. I'm just curious for you, what was it like growing up in those big league clubhouses when your dad was out there coaching and managing?
To me, back then, it was normal. Looking back on it, it was an incredible experience. Like you said, growing up, I mean, my earliest memories, my dad coaching in the minor leagues, managing in Sumter, South Carolina. And then, he went to the Braves in 91, I think it was. And then, like, that's just, I mean, some of the greatest memories of my life. Hanging out with the likes of Javi Lopez, Chipper Jones, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz. Like, I mean, it doesn't get any better.
And now that you're into coaching, I'm curious, being around those Braves teams with Bobby Cox, how does that help you now, knowing what Bobby was able to instill maybe in you in a young age?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby, obviously a great manager, yeah. You know. Just watching those guys, how they interacted with players, how they went about their teachings, just a lot of good stuff to learn.
You were signed by the Brewers out of college, played a few years in the minor leagues, then got into coaching. Tell me a little bit about the journey from becoming a player to a coach and why that was the right time for you to get into coaching.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was like forced upon me. They gave me a decision to make, by far the toughest decision I've ever had to make in my whole entire life. You know, you fight in your, since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old and dream being a Major League Baseball player. And then there comes a day for everyone where they just say you can't do it no more, or you're not good enough, or whatever it may be. But they gave me the option, and I thought about it for a couple days and decided to go into coaching, and honestly, it was a great decision.
You know, you've coached all over in the Brewers organization, a lot of time in AAA, but in this role now, it feels like you get to touch a lot of different parts of the organization. How rewarding is that for you?
You know, this job's been a blast. Like you mentioned, getting to travel to all the affiliates, including the Dominican team, and just, A, getting to know these guys when they're younger, and then B, you know, just getting to be a little impacted part of their journey in baseball. And when you see those guys take those steps forward, it's very rewarding.
You work a lot, as we mentioned, with the outfielders and the base running. I'm curious, are there certain things you're trying to instill from a organizational philosophy standpoint with these guys when they're playing the outfield or on the bases?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we want. You know, obviously we want to get to the balls as quickly as possible. We want to get them in as quickly as possible. We want to make accurate throws. But honestly, the main thing is just work ethic, you know, like teaching these guys how to go about it so they can get better themselves and not have to be in like a drill atmosphere. And I'm like referring to like batting practice stuff, getting out there. And it's not just standing there watching balls, going and picking it up, throwing it in, but it's actually going after them, seeing which balls you can get to, you know, testing your range, that type of stuff.
You know, the game has changed so much in terms of analytics and the data that you have available at your fingertips. Are there data points that you're using with balls hit in the outfield, maybe first steps, things like that for these guys?
Yeah, I mean, first step's very important. You know, how quickly we react off the bat. You know, the quicker you move off the bat, the more distance you can cover, you know. But we look at that a bunch. Catch probability is a big one. You know, what are the easiest and what are the harder? Sometimes the hard plays look easy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the easy plays look hard, you know. So that's a good indicator, you know. But speed is really what we look at.
Let me ask you about some of the guys that you're working with here in Wilson this week. What are your impressions of some of the outfitters that you've seen already this week for the Warbirds?
Man, I love these guys. You talk about Antunez, Frias, Jose Anderson, Hendel Free, you know, Pedro's been out there for the majority of the year. Like, these guys are great. Not only are they great human beings, but they all work hard and they have all shown improvement since day one.
I'll let you go with this. You've obviously been in the organization for a long time. What makes this Brewers organization, this Brewers family, so special?
Yeah, well, I think you said it right there. It's a family. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of coaches that have been in this org for a long time as well. Everyone has each other's backs. We're all pulling at the same direction. You know, all the cliches you can throw out there, they're there. But truly, it's like a family. You know, we all spend more time with each other than we do our own families at home. And I'm blessed to be a Brewer.
Ned, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Anytime. It's Ned Yost joining us down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.